Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I saw yesterday the JB pile-on continued. Really hasn't stopped. Really, it's been going on mostly since last year, and a lot of it rightfully so. Yeah. And I got to remind everybody, Spencer German and Nick Wilson cover the Ohio State offseason story and major college football headlines on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now. 93thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard Potato Salad. He was ranting and raving yesterday against JB.
Yes, he was. And look, rightfully so when it comes to JB.
It's the end of that phone.
I mean, I think we all understand that it's going to be hard with this state of affairs for him to make a real compelling case for his job. But I don't want to let the players off the hook on this one.
I don't think anybody is.
Well, here's what I mean. I am seeing people say simply that JB is not running an offense, that he's not calling plays, that he has this bewildered look on the sidelines, and
he does look bewildered on the sidelines.
And yeah, I know. I'm watching he looks like all the losing coaches. They all kind of look the same right now. Maybe Spoelstra, I don't know. We'll have to analyze his look when they're getting crushed by the Boston Celtics. So I'm watching and I'm observing the rest of the playoffs, and people are talking about rotations, right? Like, they need to put Sam Merrill in. I mean, I think we all can look each other in the eyes and say, if Sam Merrill's the big fix you're looking for, then you're probably going to lose the series anyway. Maybe you're thinking Okoro needs to be in the starting lineup and bench Max Strus. I could make a case just because the Cavs are so small, 1-3, with Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Max Strus, that's the smallest of any of the good teams in the NBA by far. Maybe Marcus Morris, who wasn't even on the team. So again, we're grasping at straws here. We are all looking for something to change this when the answer has to be Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley, although I'm not sure Evan's ready. Probably has to be Donovan Mitchell, though. I mean, if Mitchell's going to play poorly, they're done. And I don't want to oversimplify, and we can talk about what you'd like to see out of the play calls. What would you like to dial up? What kind of cuts? What kind of off-the-ball action? What kind of sidelines, out-of-bounds plays would you like to play? The reality is I'm watching Jalen Brunson clear out one-on-one pick and roll. That's what they run every possession.
Nitty-gritty basketball. Okay? Here we are,
I'm watching Anthony Edwards drop 40 and hit 7 threes yesterday. Not doing a lot in the way of plays. It's just him taking over, right? You look up and down these rosters. Boston Celtics, like, the big complaint about Boston this year is they shoot just way too many threes, and they're probably going to shoot way too many threes en route to dominating the Eastern Conference. It's not the plays, Kenny. It's the players. It's not the rotation.
It's not the players. X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes.
And it really is in this case. If Darius Garland is going to be gun-shy, if Donovan Mitchell is going to have offers for the half, then they're not going to win. They're not going to win because this team is built like every big-time NBA team is built on the stars.
This is a serious subject. This is
the playoffs. This is how the playoffs work.
It is the playoffs.
The playoffs are not about, do you have a play call? Guys, this isn't the NFL. We're not talking about.
Yeah, but they're looking for anything.
Trap plays.
They're looking for anything because people don't want to break. People do not want to break this thing up. I'm telling you, people do not want to break this thing up. They want to be. They want to hold who's responsible. And I need to know, who do you think's most responsible? 216-474-0092. I gotta say it's the players.
Oh, you agree with me?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Because JP's been an easy punching bag.
Of course he's an easy punching bag. Because we all know how this ends. Like, if they win this series and they go out there and they lose to Boston or they lose to whoever. If they go out and they lose to Boston, he's still probably going to get let go. If he was coaching for his job in December against Detroit, he's probably still going to get let go.
They would have had to make a run
for him to keep his job. I'm not sitting over here just advocating for it because I don't think that that might be the entire fix of the problem. With letting go of JB is all of a sudden going to make Donovan Mitchell the type of player he was in the bubble? Is letting go of JB going to make Evan Mobley the unicorn that we all want him to be? Now, it might help a little bit, but it's still going to be all on these players. Like, damn it, we make these comparisons all the time. You can let go of your coaches, but your players are your players. Now, we're trying to hold on to something here, but I got to put more responsibility on these guys. Hey, he wasn't out there. Yeah, I'm sure if JB Bickerstaff could be out there playing, I'm sure he probably would have had some words for people last year against the New York Knicks. I'm sure he'd have some words for Franz Wagner and Wagner and all the other Wagners out there, the Wagner power painters, if they went out there and got diced up the way they did on Saturday.
Well, real quick on that, the matching intensity, a lot of people will say that falls on the coaches. But what have we said about this team?
Well, you're supposed to be a veteran team. Get your ass in gear and get going. It can't make it do it for you.
What have we said? Now, Donovan is exempt from this because that guy shows fire. That guy doesn't back down. And as much as he is struggling right now, I still have faith in him to turn it around. But when it comes to Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen's been tougher.
He's been,
but
yes.
Darius Garland, do you consider those guys the type of guys that are going to get into it to show that feistiness when it's needed? I mean, they've got Mo Wagner humiliating your entire organization.
Well, and I thought, Anthony, that's why we picked this series. I thought it was because they thought, it's going to be a quick ass-kicking. We're going to get out of here and build up for the second round. But apparently it's because they didn't feel like they could beat any of the other seven teams. Other six teams, sorry.
I thought it made sense in the conference. Picking the Magic. I think they should still win the series. They're somehow 4.5-point favorites tonight, despite what we've seen and what the nation
tomorrow
has seen
night.
The last two games. Yeah, for
first
tomorrow
one
night,
to 90 wins.
I don't know. It's weird. We came out and scored 60 points in the first half last game. And then to follow that up with 10 and 19 respectively, that's all-time bad. I don't care if you were playing the Chicago Bulls with MJ, Pippen, and Rodman. 10 and 19 in quarters. That doesn't cut it. That is humiliating.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Very bad. 216-474-0092. Robert in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing okay, Robert. Go ahead.
I agree with you guys, man. It's the players. I watched a lot of basketball this weekend, man. And matter of fact, I watched a game yesterday with Milwaukee being hurt. Milwaukee would have beat us yesterday. Milwaukee, with all them injured players that they had, they would have beat us yesterday.
It's as bad as it can be, and I think you're right about that. Yes, continue. Yeah.
We front runners. It's like as soon as we give up that lead, we break. Every time.
Well, and you know, he doesn't talk much, but you know what, who goes out there
so
and defends that
of?
Culture?
How are they this scared of Orlando? And by the way, of all the places to play around the NBA, Orlando has never been considered up there with the great atmospheres. God, Dallas had an amazing atmosphere yesterday as the Mavs battled back from down 31 and still lost.
The parquet floor.
MSG, we know. Boston, we know. There are places that are tough to play. Orlando has never been a tough place to play.
It's actually supposed to be welcoming. It's the home of the Magic Kingdom.
That's very true.
I'm not supposed to be afraid of Walt Disney.
They love
that Universal City Walk hangover.
Yeah.
You were right.
Yeah.
Supposed to be taking in Harry Potter's Wizarding World too long.
Supposed to be a very welcoming place.
Didn't go to Epcot Center?
Sure, they did. They've toured all the beers.
I didn't really like Epcot that much last year. It was a little humid. Like, everybody's like, you could drink around the world. I'm like, I don't want to drink with my boys while I'm at the theme park. I can drink at home. I can drink, you know what I mean? That's just how I felt. Willie in Cleveland. Yellow.
Man, it's Donovan Mitchell. I've never in my life seen a team go on a 30-10 run, and your guy is supposed to be a superstar. He didn't even get a bucket to slow it down. And it's easy for Cleveland to say, well, blame the coaches. The coach, man, no, you traded for a guy that you thought was a superstar. Who we finding out? He turns into a role player on the road. You can't have your so-called superstar turning into a role player on the road. Did you see his face when the camera went to him in the second half? In the first half, he's beating his chest, all of that.
Tone.
Orlando starts to fight back. He looks lost, just like JB. A 30-10 run, you don't get a bucket, nothing. You see guys clearing out. Let me get a bucket to at least stop the bleeding. We've seen Kyrie play here. We've seen LeBron play here in the playoffs, man. Donovan Mitchell, to me, is getting off scot-free.
I'm telling you, man, this kind of conversation, I saw that over the weekend.
The turn
on
Donovan.
Like a guy like Willie, he ain't going to be the last one to make that call if this continues.
Well, we saw this with Baker, by the way. The distancing from a guy, if you think it's going south, if he's not going to be here anymore. I mean, Donovan Mitchell was, I think, 6th in MVP voting last year. Was not eligible this year, missed too many games. He was somebody that his numbers this year before the injury were the best of his career. But it is becoming more and more evident that he's not going to be the best player on a team that's trying to contend.
It's becoming evident that the fans, if they like, they have been sitting there arguing with national pundits about his future all year, going back to last year. And if you're going to put up these type of performances, like, I'm telling you, man, they will turn on him and they will say, I'll pack your bags for you if you're going to do this. Like, when you start to see this, when you've spent so much time as a fan, like, this is more public than it's ever been. Every fan feels that they are every bit as a pundit, and in a lot of ways, maybe they are, as the Kendrick Perkinses of the world and all the other, maybe not inside the NBA because we're talking about Hall of Famers and legends there, but all the other ones on ESPN, like, they feel that they know just as much as them. And they have sat there and had these fights, and they have sat there and had these arguments with the television, with each other online. And then if you're going to do this, you're not going to back up my commentary, maybe you should go. Fans ain't going. Maybe you aren't cut up. Maybe you weren't the guy here. Well, you traded 3 first-round picks for him. Willie didn't trade 3 first-round picks for him. The guy who traded for him can go.
But the uncomfortable truth is, and we understand this, this whole thing falters when he struggles. What the hell are the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell?
They're nothing. They're not a playoff team. Mike and Shaker, you're next up on the fan.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, I was just, it just seems like to me with his body language and the way he's been playing Donovan Mitchell, it just seemed like maybe the rumor's true that he's trying to get out of Cleveland to go to some other place.
I mean, you know, and I for a guy who's
reckless
had
speculation.
For a guy who would be going on 3 rough playoff series, he's had 2 and a couple of games, right? You've had 2 rough playoff series. Is that in his best interest to sit there and whine and pout and moan if he thinks he's going to be a number one? Because he ain't a number one. I think that we're coming to reality, he's going to be a number two. But if he still believes he's a number one.
Well, that's what he's saying. That's what he's acting like. But he's not. So, I don't know.
All right, Mike, thank you for that. Mike is frustrated. I can hear it. Thank you very much for the call. Damon in Cleveland. Damon, hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? Y'all do a good show.
Thank you, Damon. Go right on ahead.
I think, for me, when I'm watching the team, it's a case of the players reflect the coach. The coach you look at Miami with Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are fiery, and they strong, you know, they strong-willed. And you see that in the players, even without Jimmy Butler. The coaches have to put that inside of the players. Even if they don't have it, they can put Morris in for a few minutes just to change the flow of the game. There's no way that Wagner should have dominated us like that. And you got these veterans and bodies on the floor who've been there before. If you see that your young guys is not able to pick it up, then you put some of them veterans out there, some of them older guys, to kind of rough them up and show them how you play playoff ball. Donovan may not be the star, but the coaching should be able to help all of this. Mm.
Damon, thank you very much for the call. I mean, I think that it's still more the responsibility of the players. They're the ones that got to go out. They're the ones with the power. They're the ones that have to go out there and execute. I still think it's like JB is obviously not blameless. I don't think either Anthony or I are saying that. But it's definitely the responsibility of an NBA franchise that the players go out there and perform. 216-474-0092. We got this. We got more of you guys coming up. Who's more responsible for this quote-unquote fiasco? And coming up in a bit, I've heard a little Kings. Can't say I've heard a short Kings. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.